I'd like to have you talk for a while about your mail-carrying days. Mm-hmm. What years were you carrying the mail yourself?
Well, I started in the fall of 1935. And the first in November, and then, my dad always went with me the first trip or two, because that was it. When the river was showing ice and be freezing, so really should there's always two of us to go, and until the river froze up good, and then I carried alone. Well, then I carried for the next three winters in that way.
So he would start out with you in the fall.
Yeah, he'd make you the first trip with you. Sometime we'd go down the river and. In the ice, and drift down in the ice. There's one picture here that was taken, and that's my brother and my dad leaving Eagle on the ice in first November in 1934.
You're on kind of a scow boat.
Yeah, they got a scow.
And you've got the dogs and the dog sled here.
No, that's my brother and my dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, the dog.
Next winter, I carried, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you put them in there, and that's where you drift down until you think that the ice is getting too thick, it's going to stop. Well, you better get out of it then. So they pulled the boat out of Charlie Creek, and then they put another boat in, and they made it down, and they made it to Circle.
Mm-hmm. So that's how you would start the mail carrying
sometimes
in the fall?
And the next year, the ice was too thick, and so we started out, my dad and I, with dogs following the shore ice down, and all the way to Circle. So,
what was the, did they give you a definite starting date?
Well, we had to, by the 1st of November, yeah.
Okay.